Today is Wednesday, December 4th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Welcome to Geeky Gay, everyone. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. And you listen, and today is no different. I forgot my intro. Because I'm recording a little bit earlier, and I'm afraid Mark is going to get home from work. And when he gets home from work and he knows I'm like around, he'll be like, "Boyfie!" He'll like yell or something, and or he'll say "Sydney" or something like that. Sydney is sitting right here, and she's like, "What the hell are you doing?" But anyway, so I forgot my intro. I've forgotten my intro two different times. I don't even love my intro, and I've forgotten it twice. Anyway, so he may walk in and you may hear noises or something like that because I've got my door open because I thought, well, if he opens the door, then that's going to make a noise. But anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and go right into a voicemail from, I think it's Gary. So let's go ahead and have a listen.
Hey, Adam, this is Gary, and I just listened to your show tonight where you're talking about your weight and your exercise. And that's good and fine. And I did follow you on Twitter, and I think Mark was kind of on Facebook, too, about your trip to Austin. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is I know you were going to go see Esther Follies, and I want you to give a report about that, okay? And did you go see the lights? Anyway, give me a call. Talk about your trip, if you can, some, okay? Thank you. Bye.
Give you a call. Well, thanks for your call, Gary. I feel like I did a Gary voice a couple of episodes back and it was all right, but now I don't think I can do it again. Just like I couldn't speak Spanish yesterday. Anyway, thank you for your call. Where was I talking about? I am going to get to Esther's Follies, but it's taking me a little time because I'm trying to keep these 10 to 12 minutes long. And now I love the voicemails. You guys should keep calling, but I want to make sure I get them played and don't get them too stacked up because the show's so short. And and it's a good problem to have. I love it. Keep calling. Even after the contest, keep calling. But anyway, so the first night we just kind of hung out at the hotel. We had a pizza. It was good. And we went up to the pool. We didn't swim, but they had a nice, lovely winter scene, snow and lights, and the view was nice, and all that was good. Then the next day, we went to a cave. Well, we got up, and I remember. I talked about the breakfast tacos. So we did that, and then we went to a cave. Now, I love caves, and this is called Inner Space Caverns, I believe is what it's called. And we get there, and it's raining, because this is the reason we decided to do a cave, because I was going to do, something indoors. And so I don't have much to report about that. They had a little gift shop, and it was a nice little, they had a snack bar and everything. You went up, and you bought your ticket. It had a time on it, and then you had a tour guide that would meet you at the entrance to the cave. And then, you don't even give them your ticket. And honestly, our tour guide, we had a very small group, but it was packed that day. And the group before us, we heard a bunch of people going, oh, well, they weren't even looking at their ticket. They're just like, oh, well, let's go with this group. And because the tour guides weren't checking the tickets, the group before us ended up being, I think, much larger than it was supposed to be. And then our group ended up being much smaller. But we go in, and they even, just like on a cruise or something, they had the first thing you do is you stop at this camera setup and they take a picture of you. So Mark and I got a picture, and I've gained weight again since Pride 48 because I'm a yo-yoer. And they took our picture, and I don't like it because I think I look fat. But anyway, so we go through the cave and I love it. I mean, it was very interesting. Our tour guide sucked, but I love caves. And they found this cave because they were drilling, doing some kind of geological study to make sure they could build a highway. And I guess they drill down to see if there are caverns or, any weaknesses before they build a highway so you don't have like a sinkhole form up, or I don't know. I'm making shit up now. But they were drilling and they found this cave and they lost their drill bit. The drill bit fell off and fell into the cave, and they had to dig a bigger hole so that a person could come down and grab the drill bit. And that's how they found out about it. But anyway, it was very pretty inside. They had it lit well. It was about a mile and a half walk, and they did have other tours. This was about an hour and a half tour, but they had a, they have one where you actually go in and it's like a 4-hour thing, and you go off the beaten path and they take you, like, they give you a flashlight and you need like a headlamp and all this stuff, and you crawl around. They were showing us a hole that you actually go in for this more advanced tour. But that tour is like $100. It's 4 hours. I think you have to book it in advance and you have to sign a waiver and all this stuff. Anyway, I would love to do something like that. I'm not sure Mark would be too interested in doing it. But and then they had a medium one that would take you to some more recently found rooms, but it's still kind of a guided, you know, and it's not, you know, anyone can go on it, and it's a little bit longer. But we didn't have time to do that. We had a couple other things we wanted to do. So then we left that, and we went to our second stop, which was the aquarium, and the aquarium was in a strip mall, you guys. And we're like, it was literally like an old Belk or a Kohl's or something like that. And I was like, oh my God, this is so ghetto. Like, and all the reviews online were like, oh, this is such a good aquarium. You're going to, and I'm used to going to like the Atlanta Aquarium, where they have like, it's this big, huge building and they've got dolphins and they've got, you know, or in New Orleans where the aquarium is actually attached to the ocean or the Mississippi River. I don't know whether it's on the river or on the ocean, but it's on the water. So you actually, you know, I think they even have part of their exhibit is on the water, and they have, you know, dolphin shows and all this kind of stuff. And then all, you know, all these larger aquariums. And this is literally like I'm going to Sears, and we walk in, and actually, I mean, it kind of takes away from the experience. I'm not going to lie, because, you know, you walk in and it's this big, huge, you know, like literally what a Sears would look like. But they've set up all these fake walls and tanks and stuff. And so you walk through, and they do have, and they don't have anything big like sharks. They do have baby, like little sharks, but they don't have like huge sharks. They don't have any dolphins. They don't have whales. They don't have anything like that. But I guess the reason it got really good reviews is because it's an interactive aquarium. So you go in and you can touch just about everything. Like, they had this one room where it was an aviary, but they had chickens, they had turtle, big tortoises, they had all this other stuff. And it was just, they were just running around in there. So you could walk in there, you could literally like pet the tortoise. There were lizards like all like just, you know, just hanging out on these ropes above your head. I was kind of afraid something was going to poop on my head, to be honest. But you could pet the lizards. There was a, and that's not a euphemism, Fatty. They had a big iguana, and you could, and they had instructions on kind of how to pet the iguana. And then there were some exhibits where you needed to have tokens, and then you had to use those tokens to get in. So they had a sloth, but you had to pay extra to go in and see that. So we didn't see it. They had a huge boa constrictor, or python. No, it was a python. I mean, a huge python. They had lemurs, they had, you know, and then of course it's an aquarium, so they had stingrays and they had fish and they had jellyfish and all this kind of, but they did have a shark tank, but again, it was like the smaller, I want to say like nurse sharks, or I'm probably wrong, but it was like the smaller sharks. And, but it was a lot of fun, actually. I think I enjoyed it a lot more, again, than Mark did, because I really love aquariums, but he said after we came out, he thought it was for kids, and there were a lot of kids there, like a whole lot of kids, you know, and they were having a ball, you know, touching all the animals. And there was this one little bitty tank, and they had these shrimp in there, and I don't remember what the exact name of the shrimp were, but they had these shrimp in there, and it told you to put your hand in, and they would clean your hand. And literally, you put your hand in this tank, and immediately these shrimp with these big long tentacles, not tentacles, like feelers or whatever, they're attracted to your hand. I guess the dirt, I don't know. And so they like swim up to your hand and like attach to your hand, and they start biting and like cleaning your fingers, like cleaning under your fingernails. I'm not kidding. It was the weirdest feeling in the world. So we did that, and that was fun. You know, it was a fun thing to do. And so then we went back to the hotel for a little while, Then we had dinner at this place called Emmer and Rye, and they make... It was a really hippy-dippy sort of restaurant. I mean, you know. And we walked, and we got a little bit lost because there was a lot of construction going on, and Google was trying to take us through, like, this walking path, but they were doing construction, and they had all these fences up. And we had worn our coats, and it got hot, and we were sweating by the time we got there. But anyway, we go in, and they have a weird concept. So they have a menu, but it's all, like... I mean, again, I can't even think of stuff, but they use heritage grains. They ferment. They make a lot of pickles and fermented stuff as a way of conserving waste. It's a zero carbon restaurant. And so, but you order like an entree or two, and then they also bring around what they call the dim sum carts, but it's not dim. It's like, it's not traditional Japanese, or is dim sum Japanese? Anyway, it's not that. It's like little artisanal things that they've made, and that are not Asian, because it's not an Asian restaurant at all. But we had a spaghetti carbonara. We had a wagyu beef steak with wild mushrooms and charred onion, and then we had an enyalotti, I think is what it was. And then the dim sum stuff, they had like a sourdough bread that was made with heritage grains. And anyway, I'm not going to get to Esther's Follies in this recording either. Sorry, Gary, I'll do it tomorrow. All right, I'll finish the restaurant review tomorrow as well. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And thank you guys for calling. You can also call, and that's going to be 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.